Wednesday, May 18th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. John I, Pope and Martyr. St. John was born in Tuscany and elected bishop of the Church of Rome in the year 523. He went to Emperor Justin in Constantinople as an ambassador of King Theodoric. On his return, he was captured by the king, who was displeased at the outcome of the embassy, and cast into prison at Ravenna, where he died in the year 526. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen. Alleluia." Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the first antiphon, repeating it, the Lord is risen, alleluia. And now the morning prayer hymn. Darkness has faded, night gives way to morning, sleep has refreshed us, now we thank our Maker, singing his praises, lifting up to heaven, hearts, minds, and voices. Father of mercies, bless the hours before us. While there is daylight, may we work to please you, building a city fit to be your dwelling, home for all nations. Day star of heaven, dawn that ends our darkness, Son of salvation, Lord enthroned in splendor, stay with us, Jesus. Let your Easter glory fill our all creation. Flame of the Spirit, fire with love's devotion, hearts love created, make us true apostles. Give us a vision wide as heaven's horizon, bright with your promise. Father in heaven, guide your children homewards. Jesus, our brother, walk beside us always. Joy-giving Spirit, make the world one people. Sign of God's kingdom. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. You, O Lord, are the source of life. Alleluia. Psalm 36. Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He so flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone. He plots the defeat of goodness. As he lies on his bed, he has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil. Your love, Lord, reaches to heavens, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings. They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out. See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they fall. They shall never arise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Lord, you are the source of unfailing light. Give us true knowledge of your mercy, so that we may renounce our pride and be filled with the riches of your house. And repeating the first antiphon, you, O Lord, are the source of life. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, You sent forth your Spirit, O Lord, and all things were created. Alleluia. Judith chapter 16, verses 2 through 3 and 13 through 15. Strike up the instruments, a song to my God with timbrels. Chant to the Lord with cymbals. Sing him a new song, exalt and acclaim his name. A new hymn I will sing to my God. O Lord, great are you and glorious, wonderful in power and unsurpassable. Let your every creature serve you, for you spoke and they were made. You sent forth your Spirit and they were created. No one can resist your word. The mountains to their bases and the seas are shaken. The rocks, like wax, melt before your glance, but to those who fear you, you are merciful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the second antiphon, you sent forth your Spirit, O Lord, and all things were created. Alleluia. In the third antiphon, God is King over all the earth. Make music for him with all your skill. Alleluia. Psalm 47. All peoples, clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord the Most High we must fear, great King over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory is from him, given to Jacob out of love. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are assembled with the peoples of Abraham's God. The rulers of the earth belong to God who reigns over all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, God, King of all peoples and all ages, it is your victory we celebrate as we sing with all the skill at our command. Help us always to overcome evil by good, that we may rejoice in your triumph forever. And repeating the third antiphon, God is King over all the earth. Make music for him with all your skill. Alleluia. And a reading for this Wednesday morning is from Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. And a responsory. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. In the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, I am the true vine. Alleluia. You are the branches. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, I am the true vine, alleluia, you are the branches, alleluia. And now our intercessions. Christ was given up for our sins and rose again to make us righteous. Let us cry out to him, saying, save us, Lord, by your victory. Christ our Savior, in conquering death you brought us joy. In rising again you raised us up and filled us with the abundance of your gifts. Stir up our hearts. Sanctify this day through the gift of your Holy Spirit. Save us, Lord, by your victory. You are glorified by the angels in heaven and adored by mankind on earth. As we celebrate your resurrection, accept our worship in spirit and in truth. Save us, Lord, by your victory. Lord Jesus, save us. Show your great mercy to your people. As we look forward to our own resurrection, have mercy on us and protect us today from every evil. Save us, Lord, by your victory. King of glory, source of our life, grant that when you come again, we may be one with you in glory. Save us, Lord, by your victory. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. God our Father, rewarder of all who believe, hear our prayers. As we celebrate the martyrdom of Pope John, help us to follow him in loyalty to the faith. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.